talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 5th, 2021, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. We are going to continue on with our Family Feud today. We have a brand new category to kick off this portion of the show today. Don't forget, I'll be on with Angie Evers tonight live, 8:10 until 10 p.m., and we're going to give away another pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo here, which are good through the first of the year, so you can go to the Columbus Zoo lights with these. So far, Brian and Pat have won this morning, but we're going to give away another pair this hour. Let's start with the category. Six answers in this category. Other than feet, name something that runs. Other than feet, name something that runs. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Other than feet, name something that runs. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Let's get to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
A car.
A car. Yes, car is number two. We got you down.
Thanks.
All right, car number two on the list today. Other than feet, name something that runs. Other than feet, name something that runs. 740-383-9944. Coming to the phone here in just 1 second. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, as promised, calling in live from the buffet.
Oh, are you guys getting ready to sing?
Well, I can sing. Patrick doesn't want to sing.
Well, now tell him he can't come to anything else here if he doesn't sing.
Well, all I want for Christmas is never to hear that song again. Let's put it that way. But I do have an answer. Nose, like a runny nose.
A runny nose?
Did I sniff into the right answer there?
Yes, you did. Number four, runny nose.
Okay, well, I'm getting back to my food here. We always get our money's worth at this place. He hasn't been here before, but he's very impressed with the food quality.
All right. Well, enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right. Nose is number four on the list. Okay, other than feet, name something that runs. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Your mouth.
Mine was just running a second ago. Did you hear that? I had to ban somebody from the station if they don't sing today.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's a terrible thing. Mouth is not on the list, though.
Okay.
Okay. No mouth on the list today. Other than feet, name something that runs. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, appliances.
Appliances. Let's see here. You got it. Well, there's only one, but it's a refrigerator. It's number three on the list, so you got it. Thanks, Pat.
Uh-huh.
All right, Pat sneaks in again, gets another correct answer here today. Other than feet, name something that runs. 740-383-9944. We got a car at number two, refrigerator at number three, nose at number four. Still three answers left on the list today. We've got Charlene and Pat in the competition this hour. Pair of Columbus Zoo tickets in about 40 minutes will be drawn. 740-383-9944. Other than feet, name something that runs. Let's see here. Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Other than feet, name something that runs. All right, here comes a guess. Go ahead, caller. Our caller is not there. Try back if that was you. A little bit of phone problems here today. Okay, here we go again. Let's take another shot at this. Go ahead, caller.
How about water?
Water. Yeah, water in the toilet. Number one on the list. Got you, Judy. Judy C. is on the list today. Other than your feet, name something that runs. Water, car, refrigerator, nose. Still two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Motorcycle.
No motorcycle on the list. Other than your feet, name something that runs. 740-383-9944 here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dog or any animal?
No animals on the list.
Okie doke.
Thank you. No animals on the list today. Other than your feet, name something that runs. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
He just took my answer.
Okay, call back. Answer was taken. Other than your feet, name something that runs. Still two answers left on the list here. We've got water, car, refrigerator, nose. Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
You know, I've heard they run. They just run extra slow here in Marion.
Every day, all day.
No, not on the list, but a good guess.
What do you say, Judy?
No bus on the list today. Other than your feet, name something that runs. Does anybody know? Other than your feet, name something that runs. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, either people or kids.
No people, no kids.
All right.
No people or kids on this particular list. Other than feet, name something that runs. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
About a watch.
A watch. Not a watch, but you're close.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Not a watch, but that's close. 740-383-9944. Other than your feet, name something that runs. Go ahead, caller.
Politician.
That's a good one. Not a politician, though. That's a good one. No politicians on the list today. Other than your feet, name something that runs. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's me again. What about your mascara? Like, if you're crying...
People do say that runs. It's not on the list, but a good guess.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
What about your hose? Like, you're going to run on your hose?
Pantyhose is on the list at number 5. You know, I wasn't sure if we'd get that, because I don't think people wear pantyhose anymore.
Well, I don't, but hey, I took a stab at it, and I got it.
You got
it. Can I get one more? Now, those were my answers, but I'm with Judy C., and
well, you're together.
The bus is parked. Want to pepper that into our conversation. We're not driving and talking. We don't do dangerous things here on bus number 755. But yes,
well, I saw you doing a wheelie the other day on Delaware Avenue.
I'm friends with all the... I know Judy F. I know Judy C. I know a lot of the Judys.
Okay, well, I'm glad you know the Judys.
What do you want me to tell them, Judy? Okay, Judy C. says utility meter.
A utility meter. No utility meter on the list, but a good guess.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Points for creativity. One answer left on the list, but Sarah got in with pantyhose. So we've got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., and Sarah in on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. People that run their mouths.
Boy, we got a lot of those around here. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right. Thank you.
No running of the mouth today here on WWGH Radio, 26 minutes past the hour. Other than feet, name something that runs. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
What about a clock?
You got it. That was close to a watch. A clock. You got it. Thanks, Ralph. Bye-bye. Yep, a clock. Those are our answers. Other than a feet, names other than a feet. Another that... Why am I throwing the word A in there? Other than feet, let's go to the phone. Name something that runs. We've got water, car, refrigerator, nose, pantyhose, and clock. Those are the answers. All right, let's do another category here. I think we've got six in this one, too. Okay, name something that a person might keep in a cellar. How about that one? Name something a person might keep in a cellar. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So far, Ralph, Sarah, Judy C., Pat, and Charlene in the competition this hour. Go ahead, caller.
Wine.
Wine, number one on the list. You have got it. Thank you. Charlene in here again. Name something that a person might keep in a cellar. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
Root vegetables or canned, home canned vegetables.
Yes, well, yeah, canned goods is number two on the list. Who do we have here?
Judy S.
Well, we got two Judy S's. Which Judy S?
I'm Judy S's friend of Smith.
Smith.
I'm friends with Lee Dom. I'm friends with Lee Domi and Sarah Borgraff.
Oh, okay, because we also have a Judy Summers who listens.
No, this is Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. Gotcha, Judy. I wonder which Judy S. that Sarah knows. Well, Judy Smith, I guess, would be the Judy S. that Sarah knows. But we've also got a Judy Summers out there. So we've got Judy Smith, Charlene, Ralph, Sarah, Judy C., Pat in this particular hour. A canned good, yes, was number two on the list. Name something you might keep in the cellar. We've got wine and canned goods. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Wine and canned goods. What else do we have? Does anybody know? Okay. Go ahead, caller.
What about a furnace?
Furnace, absolutely. Number five on the list. Thanks, Ernie.
Sure.
Ernie gets in with a furnace here. All right. Name something you might keep in a cellar is what we're asking. Name something you might keep in a cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about a washer and dryer?
Washer and dryer. You know, those are a lot of those are in the cellar in Marion. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All righty.
Thank you. Name something... Let's see here. Name something a person might keep in a cellar. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A hot water heater.
Hot water heater. Let's see here. No hot water heater. I know a lot of those are in the cellar in Marion, though. A hot water heater. Not on the list. Still have three answers left. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. Alrighty here, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Firewood.
Firewood. No firewood on the list. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Uh-oh. I think we had a bad connection there. If that was you, call back in. I think we might have had a bad connection. 740-383-9944. Name something you might keep in the cellar. 9944. Got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., Sarah, Ralph, Judy Smith, and Ernie all in the competition this particular hour. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm thinking those big crocks that you fix pickles in.
No big crocks. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No big crocks that you cook the big pickles in. 740-383-9944. Something you might keep in the cellar. Go ahead, caller.
Junk.
Junk. No junk on the list. Junk does not take a place on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A candle.
A candle. No candles on the list.
All right, thank you.
No candles on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. All right. How many people have a cellar? Go ahead, caller.
What about a dehumidifier?
Dehumidifier. That's a good one. Not on the list, but a good... You need that in Marion, that's for sure.
For sure.
A dehumidifier not on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. Okie doke. Here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Bicycles.
No bicycles on the list. No bicycles on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. Three answers left here. We've got wine, canned goods, and a furnace. What else do we have? Go ahead, caller.
Christmas or Halloween decorations.
No decorations on the list. No decorations on today's list. Something you might keep in the cellar. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
What about your vegetables, like potatoes and squash?
We've got canned goods, but no vegetables on the list.
Okay.
No vegetables on the list. Something you might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about tools?
Tools. Yes, tools number four on the list. You got it. Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you.
Tools fell on the list at number four. So we get Ralph. I think this is that Ralph's first entry? Yeah. No, second. Ralph's in again here. Friday, November 5th, 2021. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. Wine, canned goods, tools, and a furnace. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about a light?
A light. No light on the list. No light on today's list. Something a person might keep in the cellar. Two answers left here. Does anybody have them? 740-383-9944. Dinner with the presidents this weekend. 5:30 to 8:30 over at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. If there are any tickets left, you'll want to call the Historical Society. 740-387-4255. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
About a sump pump.
No sump pump, but if you don't have one in Marion, you're in trouble.
I bet you tell the truth. My son might know what it is over there.
Oh, what a mess. Thank you.
Mate.
Yeah, you definitely want a sump pump in your cellar if you live in Marion. If you don't have one, you're going to be up the creek, as they say. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hot water tank?
Hot water tank. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right.
No hot water tank on the list today. Something a person might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. We've got wine, canned goods, tools, a furnace. Still two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
A body.
You know, a dead body is on the list at number three, and that is frightening. Who in the world is storing dead bodies down in the cellar? All right, yes, a dead body. That was number three on the list. We got a dead body. Name something a person might keep in a cellar. Go ahead, caller.
Cobwebs.
Cobwebs. No cobwebs on the list. Maybe they'd be hanging around that dead body down there. Getaway Friday, November the 5th here. 740-383-9944. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. All right, go ahead, caller.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, are you talking about a basement or a cellar, like the old people used to store their meat and vegetables in a cellar?
Well, this says cellar. C-E-L-L-A-R.
Oh, that's like those things in the wall in the hillside where they store their stuff. But what you're talking about sounds like a basement underneath a house to me.
Well, they say cellar. I don't know. Do you put a dead body in the basement?
Well, on those movies, they put them underneath the concrete and in the basement.
Well, concrete, you say?
Well, I'm going to go home and Google the difference in.
Now, did you have a guess?
No, I've already guessed, but the cellar, to me, is like where they dig holes in the wall and wall it up, and the old-time people. And the people in the hills have cellars where they put their canned goods and their potatoes and their apples and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, I think that's what this is, like wine and canned goods and dead bodies and tools and a furnace.
But those cellars don't have, a regular cellar does not have a furnace and hot water tanks and stuff in it.
Well, I don't see a hot water tank, I just see a furnace.
Well, they don't put cellars in, or furnaces that are heated in a cellar.
No, well, I'm not sure, it's on the list.
Well, see, I'm from Southern Ohio, and my mom still got one that is built into the hillside.
Oh, a cellar. So what does she have in her cellars?
Canned goods, where she got home cans, or any kind of, she got by canned goods store, she puts those in there. Her when she digs potatoes and onions and fruit, she puts apples and pears, stuff like that. For the winter.
Well, I think that's on here. The only thing I think that is different is a furnace.
Well, it sounds more like a basement to me than an actual cellar.
I don't know. We'll have to see how it all shakes out, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to go home and look it up.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, well, cellar versus a basement, I guess, is what we're talking about here. 39 and a half minutes past the hour. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. 40 minutes past the hour. 20 minutes left to go here. All right, what's that final item that somebody might keep in a cellar? Go ahead, caller.
A freezer?
No freezer on the list.
Okay.
A freezer does not make the list today. Something a person might keep in the cellar. We've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, and a furnace. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say shelving.
No shelving on the list. Shelving does not make the list here. Something a person might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something a person might keep in the cellar. What is that one item that is being rather elusive to us at this particular point? Now, we do have Charlene and Pat and Judy C., Sarah, Ralph, Judy Smith, Ernie, all in here. Go ahead, caller.
Clothes.
No clothes on the list. No clothes on this particular list. Something a person might keep in the cellar. One more answer left. something a person might keep in the cellar. Does anybody know what that would be? All righty, go ahead, caller.
Hello, a flashlight or a lantern?
No flashlight or lantern. No flashlight or lantern. Something a person might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something a person might keep in the cellar. One answer left. We've got five of them. One still eludes us here today. We've got wine and canned goods and dead bodies and tools and a furnace. What is the answer that we do not have? Something a person might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to come up with it here? 18 minutes left before we do our big drawing this hour. Would love to get this category knocked out of the way. One answer left. What would you keep in a cellar? That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
How about smoked meats, like a ham or bacon or something like that, you know?
No smoked meats, but that's a good guess. No smoked meats on the list. A matter of fact, this is not a food item. Not a food item. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Holiday decorations.
No holiday decorations. No holiday decorations on the list. Something a person might keep in the cellar. What would it be? 43 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. One answer left in this particular category. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about paint?
No paint on the list.
Okay, go.
Good guess, but no paint on the list today. Something a person might keep in the cellar. That's what we're looking for, 740-383-9944. Although there's been some question today of exactly what a cellar is. The answers we've got, if you're just tuning in, we've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, and a furnace. One answer left. Name something you might keep in a cellar. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to come up with the final answer here? We would love for somebody to do that. We've already got a good host of people in the drawing that we will do at 1 o'clock today. And again, don't forget, Angie and I will be on from 8 until 10 tonight on this station. Don't miss that for love nor money. Something you might keep in a cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about coal?
No coal on the list. No coal for those old furnaces on the list. Something you might keep in the cellar. What would it be? 740-383-9944. Something you would keep in a cellar. 45 minutes past the hour, only 15 minutes left in the program today. Who is going to get the answer? Go ahead, caller.
Unused canning jars.
No canning jars on the list. No unused canning jars on the list. Something you might keep in the cellar. What would that be? All righty, go ahead, caller.
Continuing live at the Asian Buffet, Scott, I have two answers.
Okay.
The first one would be, I want to describe this in a family-friendly manner. People grow recreational drugs, you know, in their basement with a greenhouse or something. And again, in some states it's legal. It's not in Ohio, but in some areas you can legally grow a certain recreational drug that you smoke. And that's often done in the basement. That's a good answer. Is that fair?
No. No recreational drugs on the list.
Yeah, but that's a good answer. But a greenhouse in general. The other answer was like a pet. You keep your dog in the basement, or maybe if you have some other, you know, a rattlesnake as a pet or something. Is that fair?
No pets on the list.
Okay, well, we're back to picking out at the buffet, Scott. So
okay,
thanks again.
Pig out. All right. Name something a person might keep in the cellar. Coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here, only 13 minutes left this hour. 740-383-9944. Something a person might keep in their cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pool table?
No pool table on the list.
All right.
No pool table on the list today. Something a person might keep in their cellar. This is what we're looking for today. Will we ever get it? Go ahead, caller.
I got two answers.
Okay.
How about mouse traps or broom?
No mouse traps, no broom.
You know, these things we never had in our cellar, all this stuff you're getting.
No wine in the cellar?
No, we just had canning jars and the shelving, and we had the big crocks that you put the pickles in.
Did you have any dead bodies down there?
No, and no furnace, because that would be heat. You'd want to keep your stuff cool. So I can't take it. But one other thing we did have, now I don't know if this would be an answer, there would be a hole in the basement floor. I mean, in the floor of the cellar, and there'd be like water. I don't know if it flooded, if there was a pipe that would drain down or what.
Well, no water in this question.
Yeah, see, we never... Okay.
We'll keep trying. All right, something you might keep in a cellar. One answer left here, 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour, 12 minutes left. We've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, and a furnace. What's the final answer? Something you might keep in a cellar. Go ahead, caller.
A ladder.
Not a ladder. A ladder is not on the list. Something you might keep in a cellar. Wow. What a difficult category today. Friday, November 5th, 2021. First Friday in the month of November. Marking, what is this, 45 days until Christmas from today. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
How about furniture?
No furniture on the list.
Okay.
No furniture on the list today. Something you might keep in a cellar. 49 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about the bushel baskets that you put the stuff from the garden in, those baskets?
No bushel baskets. No bushel baskets on the list. Something you must keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you might keep in the cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about water?
No water on the list. Water does not make the list today. Who is going to be our very smart person today who comes in with this last answer? Something you might keep in the cellar. 50 minutes past the hour, 10 minutes left to go in this particular section of the program. Charlene, Pat Augenstein, Judy C., Sarah, Ralph, Judy Smith, Ernie, all in the competition this hour. Who else is going to get in? 10 minutes left to go. Something you keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you keep in the cellar. Who's going to come up with it? We are waiting patiently here. Something you might keep in the cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about an unruly child?
Next to the dead body, huh?
Yeah, that's what I thought of. There's a dead body.
Yeah.
Years ago, maybe they'd put the bad kid down there for a while.
No bad kid on the list. No bad kid on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. 9 minutes before we're going to do our drawing here. Is anybody going to come up with the final answer? Something you might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. We've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, a furnace. One more answer to go. Something you might keep in a cellar. And don't forget, Angie and I will be on tonight, 8:10 to 10 p.m. on this station. Something you might keep in a cellar. Now we're at the 8-minute mark, 52 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
A kerosene heater?
Not a kerosene heater. No kerosene heaters on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about your insect sprays or fertilizer stuff?
No insect sprays. Insect sprays do not make the list. Something you might keep in your cellar. 740-383-9944. Let's see, under 8 minutes now. 52 and a half minutes past the hour. One answer left to go. Something you might keep in the cellar. Is anybody going to get it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you might keep in the cellar. Does anybody have any idea at this point? Or are we all totally out to lunch on this question? Something you might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour, 7 minutes left to go till our big drawing today for Columbus Zoo tickets. Remember, they're good through the first of the year, so you can go to the zoo lights. Who is going to get our final answer here? Something you might keep in the cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bed?
Not a bed. No bed on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. One answer left. Who is going to come in and save me today with this final answer? Get in on the competition. Go ahead, caller.
How about something like apples or potatoes?
No apples or potatoes. No apples or potatoes today. Something you might keep in the cellar. One answer left. 54 minutes past the hour. 6 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you might keep in the cellar. Well, 5.5 minutes here before we do the drawing. Is anybody going to get in? Go ahead, caller.
Homemade canned goods.
No homemade canned goods. Now, answers we've already got on the list. We've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, and a furnace. Those are the answers we already have. So we need something you might keep in a cellar. One answer left. 5 minutes left to go before we do the drawing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answer today? The final answer on this Getaway Friday. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about your garden boots or your clothing?
No garden boots. No garden boots. No garden clothing. Something you might keep in the cellar. Wow. Getting toward the end of the program today. Go ahead, caller.
Flashlight.
No flashlight. Good guess, though. No flashlight today. Something you might keep in the cellar. Columbus Zoo tickets on the line here today. 56 minutes past the hour. 4 minutes left to go. Wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, and furnaces, all taken. Something you might keep in the cellar. Go ahead, caller.
How about bags of salt?
No bags of salt. No bags of salt on the list. Something you might keep in the cellar. 3.5 minutes left to go here. Holy mackerel, how long have we been hung up on this one today? Are we going to get the final answer before we head to the weekend here? Of course, Angie and I will be back on tonight. Hope you tune into that program, 8:15 until 10 p.m. tonight, on with Angie Evers, coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here. The 3-minute warning is where we're at. Go ahead, caller.
Potatoes.
No potatoes on the list. No potatoes on the list today. Something you might keep in the cellar. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about your spouse? Put him down there.
No spouse on the list, but maybe that's the dead body. You never know.
Well, dead body, spouse, okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, something you might keep in the cellar. That's what we're looking for. One answer left, 2.5 minutes. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about a phone?
No phone. No phone on the list today. Now remember, we've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, and a furnace. 2-minute warning. 2 minutes, we're going to do our drawing. 740-383-9944. What would you keep in the cellar? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about a hot water heater?
No hot water heater. No hot water heater on the list here. About 1.5 minutes now. We've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, and a furnace. One answer left. Something you might keep in a cellar. Get those thinking caps on. 90 seconds till our drawing. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cat?
No cat. No cat on the list. Something you might keep in a cellar. 740-383-9944 as we reach the clubhouse turn here. 1 minute left to go. 1 minute warning. Now we've got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., Sarah, Judy Smith, Ernie, all in the competition here. Go ahead, caller.
Radio.
Not a radio. Good guess, though. Everybody should keep a radio in the cellar if you're down there. Okay, here's a hint for all of you out there. Something to defend yourself. What would you keep in the cellar to defend yourself? I think we'll get the right answer now with 30 seconds left to go. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, washer and dryer.
Not a washer and a dryer. Not a washer and a dryer. Something to defend yourself is the guess here. We'll take, maybe a couple more calls if they come in fast. What would you keep in the cellar? 740-383-9944. We've got wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, furnace. And what is the final answer here? Go ahead, caller.
How about a baseball bat?
Not a baseball bat. Good guess. Not a baseball bat. Something to defend yourself. What would it be? Who's going to call in fast enough here? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a gun?
A gun. You have got it. That is the one. Thanks, Pat. All right, Pat Augenstein gets in again. It was a gun. That's what you keep in the cellar. So we've got the answers were wine, canned goods, dead bodies, tools, furnace, and a gun. Something you would keep in the cellar. Okay, up for the drawing here for the Columbus Zoo tickets. We've got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., Sarah, Ralph, Judy Smith, Ernie, And I guess that would be it. Okay, two tickets to the Columbus Zoo. You can pick them up Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5. And today, they go to Ernie. Hey, how about that? Quick draw. Tonight, I'll be back with Angie Evers, 8 to 10 p.m. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Nichols. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at